The Phoenix Mercury had a very successful 2018 season, making the WNBA Finals before losing to the eventual champion Seattle Storm. But the weeks leading up to this season were full of nervousness, at least for Mercury fans. That's because guard Diana Taurasi, one of the greatest players in WNBA history, injured her back and had to have a procedure that has forced her to miss the beginning of the season. With me to talk about the Mercury and their expectations for 2019 is Alexis Manzanares, who covers the team for The Athletic. Alexis, how has this absence of Taurasi affected the Mercury in training camp and this very early part of the season?
You know, it's not really affecting it too much because she's there. She's at, you know, every practice. She's on the sidelines, you know, chomping her gum and running out there during timeouts. So her presence is felt just in general on the court. However, though, you know, they are missing a huge piece to their puzzle.
Yeah, she's one of the greatest players of all time, obviously. So has that, did Coach Brondello have to make changes? And how long is Taurasi supposed to be out?
She's due back mid-season. You can tell she's anxious to get back. But as far as the team without her, Sandy Brondello has been talking about their identity without Diana. And right now, you know, that first game in Seattle was tough and I think a good wake-up call, but their game here against the Aces was fantastic, and they looked good, and their offense was running well without Diana, and all signs are pointing to them being pretty successful as they wait for her return.
So what are the strengths of the team then without her there?
Without her, I think the strengths, they really rely on their depth a little more. You know, Diana takes up so much not room, but just talk, you know. Of course, she's one of the best players ever. And so now they can focus on, you know, third-year player Yvonne Turner, who had her first career double-double. So that was huge.
Big, okay, yeah.
Essence Carson, who's, you know, a veteran in the league, but her first season with the Mercury, led the team in scoring on Friday. So that was big. And players are just able to kind of work a little better in the system and get their own footing while they wait for Diana, which will help them in the end.
Is there a feeling that at some point in the next season or two, you have to get ready for what is next for the organization? Because even if Taurasi wouldn't admit it, I mean, even LeBron James is not as good as he was, the same thing will happen to her.
I don't know. I don't see, there's something special in these players. I don't see her declining, you know, anytime soon, and I don't know how. I want the water that she's drinking because, you know, her and Sue Bird and these veterans, even Sancho Little, who's been in the league 14 years as well, they're still playing at such a high level. One day they'll probably get ready for that, but now I don't think they're even looking at that. But even, like I said, you know, the depth of this team and the three rookies that they brought on, I think they'd be in good position eventually without Diana.
So are expectations really high for this season, even without her for a while? Is there a concern that, you know, you're going to have to just sort of tread water? Or do you think, based on what you said, that the team expects to be in good sort of playoff shape when she comes back?
I think they expect to be in pretty decent shape. You know, it's a short season, so you can't afford to have a big lull without any of your players. So I think the expectations still, they seem to remain the same. You know, it's still a favorite to make it to the championship and hopefully win, since they got so close to being there last year. But I think, you know, it's such a big storyline without Diana that I don't know if they're almost getting sick of it. But, you know, they're playing the same with or without her.
That is Alexis Manzanares, who covers the Phoenix Mercury for The Athletic. The Mercury's record so far is 2-2. Their next home game is Friday against the LA Sparks.